I have loved to read fictional books as far back as I can remember. I've also loved to watch all the fairy tale movies and read the fairy tale books. I love a happy ending. One of the first books I remember reading in grade school that just sticks with me was Trixie Belden. Did any of you ever read Trixie Belden? I don't remember much about it except for she seemed very happy. She had a fun life and she loved horses. And of course there was Nancy Drew and all of the Boxcar Children and all of those great fictional stories. And all of the fairy tale movies with the princesses. I was all about all of it. And as I grew older, I noticed that real life was not like fairy tale life. And what surprised me about that is when I would start seeing as an adult books being written slamming fairy tales because we were having too high of expectations for the prince or the man or the knight on the white horse or whatever it was. And I can understand that thinking. I wouldn't want my daughter to only read Christian fiction or only read fictional books and get a misunderstanding about what reality is in marriage and things like that. But I remember the day as an adult years ago that it hit me that the problem with the fairy tales and the fictional books and maybe the Hallmark movies was not that I was having too high of expectations for what my husband should be doing or treating me or coming through or saying. What was a letdown to me was that I myself was not as good of a person as the female characters in the story. That's the real problem with fiction. If you start taking it into reality and taking it too far and thinking life should be like these fictional books, the female characters written in these books have high character. They are hard workers. Think of Snow White or Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty. They work all day long, morning till night, and they have wonderful attitudes. And they're always smiling. And when people mistreat them, they do not lash out at them. Instead, they treat them kindly back. And that is the main premise of the fairy tale, is this female character who deserves for a prince to love her. What fun would it be to read a book and the female character is sitting on the couch all day, doesn't work, just eating a bag of chips, doesn't like anybody, is complaining. Well, that would not be romantic. It would not matter what the male character in the book did. That wouldn't be somebody we would want to fall in love. We would not get behind that person. And the irony of that is, what are we doing while we're sitting reading these books? We're sitting around daydreaming, not working, and things like this, which is fine to sit and read a book as long as your life is characterized by being a hard worker. So I remember it being very shocking to me when I realized that the real letdown was that I was not the person of character I was hoping to be, having grown up reading these books, watching these movies, always looking nice, great clothes, always had a kind word on my lips. And here's the good news about that. I can change that. I can remember being in college before I got married, and I took classes from our pastor's wife and ladies I really respected in the church, and they taught about marriage. And I just took notes and notes and notes and notes, and I just dreamed of what kind of a wife I would be. I can remember different women saying, who had been married a long time, maybe they were speakers at a ladies' conference or a marriage conference, and they'd said, my husband has never heard me complain. Or the husband would say, I've never heard my wife complain in all these years. Or something like that. Or we've never fought or something, you know. And I just thought, that is goals. That's going to be me. I am going to be this fairy tale wife. It's going to be awesome. I also thought, I am going to really do a great job as a stay-at-home mom. My mother and both of my grandmothers and my whole lineage of women in my family have been stay-at-home moms who excel at it, with the cooking and the cleaning and the all of it. And so I've worked in my life since I had a paper route at 13. Worked full-time, worked through college, worked as a teacher after college, always going. Had a child. Quit my job, of course, and stayed home with my child, which I feel is very important. And with a shocker, I was not automatically good at it like I thought that everybody was that I knew. I didn't like it sometimes. I thought, really? I thought it would be different than this. And sometimes marriage, even in my newlywed years, I thought I would be a different wife. Here I am complaining. I thought I wasn't going to complain. Here I am fighting with my husband. I thought I wasn't going to fight. And I let myself down. I wasn't the fairy tale character or the fictional character I had read about. But the happy ending is that once you realize that you are not the person you were hoping you would be as a child, you can get to work and do something about it. It doesn't have to devastate you as if it's out of your control. I can just look at myself and say, wow, I get really emotional and mean one or two days a month, if you know what I mean. I did not expect that I would be like that when I was growing up, but I really have to watch my attitude a couple days a month as my hormones are shifting greatly, because it has really affected my family when I have not stayed on top of that. Real life issues, not fairy tale issues. Looking at yourself realistically and saying, wow, I was hoping to be this person, but with God's help, I'm going to get there. No, I don't have I don't have crazy expectations for myself, like I will never complain. I'm going to just try to not complain today. We'll start there. How about today I will care about my spouse and children more than my own happiness? And if we take it on a day-to-day basis, realizing that every morning his mercies are new and he is faithful and God is for us and he's with us, instead of, oh my goodness, my whole life is ruined because I am not this person, or my whole life is ruined because my husband is not who I expected, or my kids are not turning out the way I expected, let's just break this down into one day at a time and say, today, I want to be the person that could be written about in a book. Through God's help, I want to have that kind of day, just today. That's just a little bit of encouragement that's really helped me when I have faced the reality of my sinful nature as an adult and the frustration of it. I hope that encourages you too, ladies. Just take it today and ask God to help you be that person you were hoping to be when you were a child. Let's walk in love. We love God by loving others. Have a great week.